This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just kind of want to go over a little bit as to what we're doing here. We're highlighting the beware of the useful idiots, and why are we talking about that right now? Because the question that I'm laying to everybody's candor right now is, why are the good people, the 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians, tolerating what the Lord told you not to tolerate? Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on this earth as it is in heaven. Well, he already showed you what his will is in heaven by kicking Satan out and his useful idiots, his fallen angels. Why are you tolerating them here to allow your country to be turned into a hell because they want it to be turned into a hell? I guess that doesn't apply to the Orthodox theology anymore in America. I don't know how that happened, but here, maybe I can help you because I'm going there right now. We're talking about the definition of a useful idiot. The first thing they want to do is control health care. They've done that. Poverty, they're doing that. 34 trillion dollar debt the American people have today. Our forefathers used to cancel their debt before they left. Poverty increased. That's what they're doing. Increase the debt to unsustainable levels. That's what they're doing. Gun control, that only applies to us. Yesterday I showed a picture when we were talking about gun control, because that's what it's about. I was showing a picture of the snubbed gun, the handgun, in front of the UN building. It's interesting, when you walk inside of the UN building, there's armed guards there protecting those that are trying to disarm you. And then I also showed you the tank in the Jeeps with tank turrets on the top, and their AK-47s, you know, their peace army. Do you see what's happening here, friends? They're consolidating power, and the American people are allowing them to do that. And I want to tell you something, Americans. You are the great obstacle. You are those that impede the way to this global order, and you are being played like a deck of cards. Indoctrinate the kids. That's a violation of the 10th Amendment. That's illegal. Religion. Here's another definition of the useful idiots concerning Joseph Goebbels and Vladimir Lenin. Remove the belief in the God from the government schools. That's what Saul Alinsky said. Hey, folks, again, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're fools for your pains to try to get them to pull out of them what God put in them. No devil in hell can take out of them what the Lord put in them. Okay? That's the problem they're having. Because there's still real ones out there. I know that they're peppered throughout the United States of America, and I know that they're far and few between. Believe me, I know. But the fact of the matter is, that's the problem they're having right now. Create class warfare. That's why you have the sodomites. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. God condemns all this 33 times in the Bible. Leviticus 18:22, 2013. Create a bunch of useful idiots like those in Black Lives Matters, all five members, and try to convince the country that everybody concerning the black population has a problem with the white people. They want reparations. No, the media will just get involved, and they'll highlight that to cast into your mind that it's a lot bigger than what it really is, and most people drink the Kool-Aid. Okay, Antifa. These are all government-sponsored organizations. How many times has this stuff been highlighted? Look at January 6th. in the American population have sat back and have allowed 950 Americans exercising their First Amendment right to be incarcerated by their representative government. They have forgotten their place, Americans. Create class warfare. Divide the people. Exactly. Exactly. Jesus said his narrative goes against the grain, and that's again what the 86% that call themselves Christians should be doing, but they're not. They're drinking in the propaganda narrative by the useful idiots. I just had a guy today talking about Barack Obama, and then it was also Bush. And then it came over to Joe Biden, and they were saying, my husband hates America. And then it had Donald Trump on there, too, and it had Melania, right, who's pushing the gay agenda, by the way, along with her husband. I don't know if you've seen that last week, but she's going to fundraisers for the Log Cabin Republicans to raise money for the LGBT. This is Melania, and Donald Trump's been doing it for decades, okay? But what's interesting, it says Melania... On her little meme, it says, my husband loves America. No, he, believe me. Okay. Obama, Michael, they call her Michelle, or him Michelle. He said, my husband hates this country. Melania says, my husband loves this country. And then it had Jill Biden on there, and it said, my husband doesn't know what country he's in. Okay. And what I did... is I went back and I said, you can go ahead and mock these people all that you want to, calling them stupid, ignorant, they have dementia. I mean, the list goes on. Go ahead, do and say what you want to say. But the joke's on you. The joke's on you because, America, you're allowing them to destroy the country. You know, one of the things concerning class warfare that they use with the useful idiots, also what they do is they try to get you to think that the Republicans and the Democrats, it's always 46% to 54%. It's always divided. That is baloney. That is baloney. Oh, but the conservatives of the day, man, they just jump all over that. Where are those 46% of those idiots that are voting for Joe Biden? I can tell you, they don't exist. That's why we highlighted and have highlighted a gazillion times, figuratively speaking. A gazillion times we have showed you the voter fraud going on in this country. Nobody's voting for them. I mean, here, does this look or sound familiar? 80 million people allegedly voted him in, yet we find out that 11 million people on his Twitter account was completely fake, just like Obama, just like Hillary Clinton. Nobody wants to listen to that. It's fabricated, the support is. It's created. Joe Biden was in Arizona. Not one person showed up for Treasonous Joe, or the whore, as we know, the one that's dumb as a rock, right? Kamala Harris. The people didn't vote her in. Remember when those 80 million people allegedly voted in Joe Biden? Isn't it interesting? They had to block out the inaugurative prayer concerning Joe Biden. Him coming into office. Isn't it interesting? Nobody was a part of that. It was all blocked off because they didn't want you to see that. Nobody is there to support it, just like Barack Obama. And their support is bought and paid for. Just go to Craigslist when they're in your backyard next time. You'll find that they're hiring people to stand there or sit there for $50 an hour to act as if you're supporting their candidates. And they're stealing your money to pay for that, folks. But what's crazy about it is it doesn't exist. Remember Joe Biden when he got into the people's office? They had to call up the American military to defend him from the people of this country. Wait a second, I thought 80 million just voted him in. Do you think, Americans? We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got a call coming in from Arizona. Robert, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Nothing. I just wanted to say something. I've never voted for Trump, and I never will. But I don't know who to vote for now, because that's all they're going to give us.
That's right. There you said it. That was the key right there. So you know that you're being played. I think most people that shut the television off know that they're being played like you, Robert. And then they say, what's our next option? If you go to Ballotpedia, presidential.org, go there. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates. 1,000. And you're right when you said these are the only ones that they're giving us, right? And then they want you to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, vote for neither. Second Chronicles 19.
Yeah, they want us to vote for someone who shut the country down.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, really, what good did that do us?
No, you're right. So the more people become aware of the fact that they're being lied to, because nobody likes to be lied to, it's just what it is in fact doing is creating more support. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. That's what's happening, Robert. And that's
and
what they're afraid of.
When you got a candidate selling Bibles to get votes, I mean, this can't be good.
Right. Yep. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. That's what I'm doing here, man. Where are you at in Arizona? I just got back from there about 2 months ago.
Miranda.
Okay, and what's the temperature?
It's in the low to mid 80s.
Okay, so you're suffering in Arizona today, are you?
Yeah, I'm outside walking it, and it's nice because we won't get this, but. Well, later in the year.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. Listen, Robert, I totally appreciate your call. I'll give you the last word if you have one.
I'm going to say just don't fall for what the media is going to say to you people. that just pray to God that we could do something during this time before they could get around to shutting us down again.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your call, Robert. I appreciate you, man. You have a good day there in Arizona, suffering in 80-degree weather. We're supposed to be up in 75 degrees today in the state of Minnesota, okay? But it's been a spring for the whole year, practically. We had two snowfalls. Pathetic. Never seen it before in our life. We're starting to get warm weather now. They were spraying chemtrails again this morning, which is being banned in other parts of the country, Tennessee and, I believe, New Hampshire. States are starting to catch on what's going on. They're spraying chemicals down on the people. They're creating drought and pestilence. That's what they're spraying, okay? Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. People are slowly but surely waking up, but we need to wake up a little bit quicker, friends. Let me get back to this. Beware of the useful idiots. We just talked about how do you create a social state, according to Saul Alinsky. Create health care, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion. Get them to not believe in God. That's funny. Hey, folks, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. Do you know what atheism, do you know what it's predicated upon? Communism. Who's God? They are. What do they always do? They always try to get rid of God so they can be the God to the people. Every dictator does it. This has been at play for a long time. You want to see political worship like you've never seen before in your life? Look at the way Donald Trump's worshipers follow that guy. Put that up against Acts 12:22. The man is pathetic. He's a bad con man, to say the least. Create class warfare. We just talked about that a couple minutes ago. And then the question that's being proposed here is, does any of this sound like what is happening in the United States of America? It's exactly what's happening. Did you also know that where useful idiots are given a free hand to do what they want to do, that they've destroyed every nation in which they have seized power and control? See, folks, the problem is it's difficult to free fools from the chains that they revere. They love their politicians to do for them what they fail to do for themselves. And they get exactly what they deserve. And that's what's happening in America. Again, it's the just judgment of God. I do want to put that up against Scripture, too, for all of you do-nothings out there. And you say, well, Bradley, you're being rude. No, I'm not. It's true. We wouldn't be in this position right now if people were doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. When you look at Numbers 32, what does it say? You see a bunch of people, all the warfare was almost complete. And then what you see is you see the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, who had a multiple and a multitude of cattle. And when they saw part of the promised land, in the land of Gilead, and it was a place for their cattle so they could become wealthy. Isn't it interesting? The Lord warned us of that, to put prosperity in the place of himself. And he also said, if you do prosper, remember it's not you that got it on your own. I'm the one that gave it. So what do they do when they get prosperity? They forget the one that gave it. The Lord warned us of that. That's what's happening here in Numbers 32. I want you to listen carefully and tell me, does this sound like what's happening in America today? What's the first thing these people say when they see portions of the promised land and they're beginning to accumulate wealth? What do they say? They said, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given unto thy servants, us, for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. Listen carefully. We don't want to have to fight for our freedom. Then when you go down to Numbers 32, because when they came, this jacked up. This made the fathers angry with the children of Israel. Okay? And it's also interesting to note in that mix in Numbers 32, it tells us that it didn't apply to Caleb or the son or Joshua. And why? Because they wholly followed the Lord all the way through. They were in the warfare from the beginning to the very end of their lives. There were people that wanted to go ahead and enjoy the freedom and prosperity that others had to sacrifice in giving to them. That's what's going on here in Numbers 32. Okay? And Moses said unto him in verse 20, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and if you will, all of you, go armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies before him, and the land be subdued, America, listen carefully. Read Joshua 22, I believe it's verse 4. When you receive the promised land from the Lord still demands that you hold that possession. That which possession means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place. You've already received the possession. But he said, now that you have the possession, you're to keep the commandments to make sure that you maintain the possession that others sacrificed to give you. That's exactly where we're at today. What did Moses say to him? He said, if you won't go over there armed and finish off the job and maintain my commandments, what did he say in verse 23? But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. What's happening in America? When I say every country deserves the government it has, that's a people as a whole. But it started out as individuals. See, you start to see people relinquish what others sacrificed to give them. See, because now it's their turn to stand up and maintain the commandments of the Lord, but they don't want to have to do that because somehow or another the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, have convinced them to just go stand down and just don't worry about anything. God's going to rapture us from this. I mean, as if to suggest the Lord created up an army to take him out in the midst of the battle. Absolutely unscriptural. That is heretical from A to Z. You are not going to be raptured from responsibility. And the very reason you've taken on that theology, some of you, is because you don't want to have to stand up and go into the warfare. You want to sit back and enjoy it. Speaking of which, I'm glad I was led that direction. You know, I have told people during this last 3 years of the pandemic, I noticed a lot of people in the United States, some that I know, that when things started getting really bad in their state, instead of staying in their own backyard, you know what they did? They upped themselves and they ran from the battle. That is not faith. That's a lack of faith. And that brings a curse to the state that they just left. See, they love their freedom so much until it's actually time for them to do their part. Then they don't love their country anymore. They don't love their state. They want to jump into another position. Well, we were all told, and I told the American people, I said, beware of South Dakota and beware of Florida. How many times have I said that? I want to come back on the other side, and I want to show you something concerning these two honey traps. I'm just going to name one of them, namely Florida, because a lot of people think that that was the place to go. Did you know that 700,000 people went to Florida? Do you know that 500,000 people have already left Florida? I told you it was a honey trap. If you would listen the first time, you wouldn't be in that predicament. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump convening at Mar-a-Lago in Florida discussing election interference. Johnson emphasizing the link between election integrity and border security, citing concerns that the Biden administration's policies may enable illegal aliens to register for benefits.
Gas prices continue their upward trend. AAA reporting roughly a 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas just over the past month. The national average now stands at $3.63. The House passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, you guys have all heard. I want to make a couple points on what we've been talking about. When the good people, questioning whether they're good or not, because evil prevails because good men do nothing. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. Putting that into parentheses, in the light of, okay? Why did the people in this country, the majority that call themselves good, I would ask what standard you have up in front of you, because it ain't Jesus Christ. Good according to who? And you say that's harsh. Well, you remember right in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, the rich young ruler came up to Jesus and he called him good master. And Jesus rebuked him for calling him good. He said, there's none good but God. The Lord is the standard. Okay, so when we're talking about good, let's understand what's good. Praise God. Hey, listen, within ourselves, we're carnal wretches. Our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of God. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Right? Thank God for the robe of righteousness that he puts on us. Isaiah 58, also Isaiah 61. Praise God for his righteousness. 5:20, 2 Corinthians. Read it when you get a moment. I believe it's verse 21. So let's go back to good. Law. The law that God gave us. Our laws condemn illegal immigration. Who's alluring illegals into America through an act of treason? Both the federal government and the state governments. Creating what? Agencies to war against the people. In the process of all of this, they play the sympathies of the American people. By saying these people don't have any other place to go. Well, look what's happening when they come into America. They rape the kids. They murder the women. They attack our police. They attack our military. But who's alluring them in? You get the point, right? Somebody just said something about, I knew that the illegals would get guns. Oh, my goodness. Your said representative in the People's White House. This was highlighted a long time ago in the war room that Joe Biden's doing business with the Mexican cartel. And they were forcing the illegals into America. I'm not saying they're all bad, but I am saying this. The minute they violate the law, they do not have my permission. I am not okay with that. Okay? I got a question for you. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, do these look like military-aged men, a majority of them? Do they look like people that have no place to go? And what's interesting about it is they're all dressed up and no place to go. But America. Military-aged men. Somebody just said something. I knew they would end up with guns. Now you have federal judges, criminals, committing the act of treason along with state and federal governments, saying that they can come in here and have guns. Baloney. I told you that was going to happen. It's going to get way bigger than that. Rest assured. Rest assured. It's going to get way bigger than that. And again, if these people were so thankful, why are we seeing, I highlighted this at the beginning of last week, why are we seeing women randomly getting punched by strangers? It's a little phenomenon going on out there right now. Should we play dumb and act like we don't know what's going on? Okay, because I'm not going to do that. Just highlighted this. This is American News, the post-millennial. And isn't it interesting, they come here and look what they're doing. This is brand new. A Venezuelan man attempts bank robbery in Ohio by typing demands in translator app. Wow, those poor people. No, they're going to, folks, they're going to be mysteriously armed one day, and it's on. All by design. Nobody in this country can blame themselves for what they have allowed it to become. Because we all know it. Yes, I know gun sales are going up, but that's not the remedy, folks. The remedy is holding your said representatives accountable. That's the remedy. I a million times have given you that resolve. But apparently the American people don't want that neither. But look at this. Afghan migrant on terror watch list roam free in U.S. for a year post-border patrol release. Wait a second. For 18 years, you were told by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians that you were under attack by the Muslims. Now they're setting them free. Now they're alluring them into America. Now they're allowing them to go into the people's capital representative positions, and then they're giving them national attention like this little treasonous, I'm going to conquer America, Ilhan Omar, who admits that her president is in Somalia. Not from America. That's a treasonous act. 2 weeks ago, I talked to four different representatives, two senators, two representatives, and I'd asked one of them in particular, what's going to be the consequence? Oh, probably nothing. Boy, they sure act different when they're not in office. And then when they get there in office, they act like they didn't seek out that position. It's their job to remove them, to bring charges against those that are committing crimes against the American people. But again, I thought we were attacked. We were under attack by the Muslims. No. History is written by men who hung heroes. And that's what they mean to do again. Also, go back to James Madison. And what did he say? If tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it's going to come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, here's your foreign enemy right here. sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. It doesn't stop there. American military news just highlighted video. Swing state giving illegal immigrants free voter ID cards. Wait a second. The same people, the same media that attacks anybody that exposes voter fraud, which it is massive. It is massive, the list of people that have been busted with voter fraud. The mainstream media wants you to believe it didn't happen. Okay? One of the things that I said 20 years ago, I said the only reason they're talking about bringing illegals over here is because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Is that what's happening now? Well, that's what they're worried about. I honestly, at times, guys, feel just like Jeremiah. Nobody listened to him for 70 years, and then he had to write the Book of Lamentations. And all those people that he wrote about were the ones that didn't listen to the word of the Lord. You say, well, Bradley, you claiming to be something? I'm not claiming to be anything, but I can tell you this. When I get it, I got it, and I know it's right. And I know what we tell you on certain points is solid as a rock. And I'm talking about resolute. It's coming if the people don't turn. Yep. That is this ministry, I can tell you that. Look at this. Speaking of education, we just covered a lot of this. But again, why are you allowing them to set the narrative? Look at this. Education Secretary, notice the name. Cardona dodges questions on physical differences between genders. Oh, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. America, America, you're too young to die. They're all up. Folks, what's terrible when I look at all this, all of these that are sitting here with a brazen, cocky, arrogant forehead against the truth have no idea that they are the useful idiots, and yet the people that look at them and call them useful idiots are the useful idiots for tolerating them to set the narrative. The Secretary of Education, Cardona. Here, let me just see this. Isn't it interesting? Do you think that just maybe happened by chance? During a Wednesday budget hearing held by the House Appropriations Committee, Miguel Cardona, the Biden administration's Secretary of Education, it has nothing to do with the education. Isn't that interesting? So, reverting back to what we have been intertwining throughout the show, why are the good people allowing the wicked to lead the narrative? I had started off the first couple segments saying if the Lord kicked Satan out of heaven, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. And Scripture tells us that both Satan himself and his angels were cast out with him. And yet we have how many people in this country that profess to be what they're clearly not? They've deceived themselves into believing clearly what they scripturally are not. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4, there you have it right there. They're liars. Why? Well, again, looking at Christ, he is the standard. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. This isn't the way Christ walked. When Christ was in the world, which he still is, but I'm talking about incarnate 2,000 years ago, he set the narrative. He didn't allow anybody else to set the narrative. And the Lord bore witness with him, the Lord working with him, confirming the word, signs following. Matter of fact, it was Jesus that said, listen, if you don't believe me, at least believe the Father and his works that are being done through me. He was setting the narrative. And isn't it interesting, those that hated his guts, like what we see today through the mainstream media, the church, and in government, the corruption thereof, Mark 8:15, that we're to beware of, isn't it interesting that those that hated Christ and that wanted him crucified said, look how the world has gone after him. Can I ask you something, friends? Who is setting the narrative? Hey, church in America, 325.9 million people, 86% of you. Can you tell me why a small portion is setting the narrative in your face? It's because you're hypocrites. That's why. It's because you've revolted against the Lord. Oftentimes I'll bring up Micah 6:16, and it was the narrative Omri. He would send in a propaganda minister to set a narrative that was working against his kingdom. In fact, the matter is that the church was holding to the narrative concerning the Word of God and holding to the Word and His Word alone, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And I'm not playing the blame game. I'm taking responsibility where they've left it off. But I am holding accountable with my finger pointing to their hypocritical faces saying, you are the problem, you children of the apostates. We're going to come right back in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Subscribe, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight this before the end of the show because I brought it up, and I told you to beware of the honey trap states, and Florida just happened to be one of those, okay? And I, again, when I get it, I got it. You ain't moving it. Not a good, folks. I'm just telling you how it is. I laugh at the whole world when I get it, and I'm talking about from the Lord. The fact of the matter is, I told you, for all of you people that just up and left your state when your state needed you the most, you ran from it. Well, I'm telling you, the problems that you're having in this country right now, you can run, but you cannot hide. Your sin will come to your front door. Amos 6:3. You're not going to get away from it. You got problems in this country, friends, that you're going to have to man up to. You're not going to be able to run from them. You're going to have to deal with them. But it tells us that Tampa Bay, Florida, there is no one denying Florida's population is booming because they think that Ron DeSantis is now the savior. He's a Bush guy, friends. He's a war criminal, friends. For all of you that think he's going to set you free from vaccinations, understand that he somehow or another gave unconstitutional authority to the Department of Health in that state through a bill called SB 2006, which gives power and authority to the Department of Health to force quarantine and force vaccinate. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's videos on the crimes that he committed. He's a Bush guy. He's not there, friends, because he's a good guy. He's there because he's a part of the crowd. He's a part of the little alliance of hell. There's no denying Florida's population is booming with hundreds of thousands of people moving into the Sunshine State, but a growing number of people are also calling it quits. Florida is still one of the top states people are moving to, more than 91,000 people from New York. Hey, guys, all of you in New York, you create the immoral state in which it is, and then when it gets so bad, when that wave comes back up to your front door, and then you begin to partake with what you sowed into Galatians 6-7, you want to up and leave your state so you can go ahead and spread your poison to other places. The people in Florida don't want it. Same thing with Florida. I got a friend in Tennessee said a lot of people are moving in from California. He said the people in Tennessee don't want them. Yeah, it reminds me of an actor. His name is Sylvester Stallone. He's a part of the slew of filth that comes out of Hollywood, and then when they begin to reap what they sowed, they want to get out of the state because it's become so bad. You people, man. Wow. Wow. I know I can just see some of you right now just gnashing at me with your teeth. Oh, Bradley, are you better than we are? Yep, I am. I am. You reap what you sow. Going back, 91,000 New Yorkers moved into Florida. I can only imagine they didn't want you there neither. I mean, not that you don't have the right to move there, but maybe what you should do is correct yourself and then fix the problem in your own backyard first. The survey shows that an estimated 738,969 people moved to Florida. Well, at the same time, 489,905 left. Why? I'll tell you why. Because of the... A lot of people leave there because they think it's going to be the answer to all their problems, but only to find out when they get there, they have the same problems economically and in a system of government that's not as far gone as their state. They see that it's developing into the same thing they just left. But that's what I try to tell you, okay? So there's 500,000 people moving out. Well, 700,000 moved in. I'm sorry. 700,000 people move in while 500,000 people move out. So what is the gain? Well, they get there and they think it's going to be all that. And then once they find out the truth of the matter, they get up and they leave. They run from that state too. My goodness, folks. This republic wasn't established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it, because that's what it comes down to. I wanted to make another point concerning the mainstream media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, and how they have you chasing your tail. And we're talking about how Americans are allowing them to set the narrative rather than the people, the good people in this country, setting the narrative. Nope. That's not what's happening. If it's the church failing, which it is, it's not the church. It lacks Christianity because Christ is not going to bear witness to a bunch of liars or hypocrites. Then what they do is they jump over to their favorite politicians, only to jump out of the fire into the frying pan. It's interesting what I was talking about is how the Lord kicks Satan out of heaven, and yet the people on earth pray, Lord, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Well, if you took the time to read the Bible, he expects you to do here what he did there. But you're not doing that. Satan is also called a deluder, which means an imposter, which brings me to the politicians. Okay? The Bible says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end is what? Pay attention. Shall be according to their works. Look at the politicians. Look at the clowns in the circus of politics. All these clowns that are set up, this dog and pony show where the world is the stage. All of these people that you see on the stage, all of the people that you see the cameras follow and give them all the attention they need, they're a part of the problem. They are the ones that are doing their best to deceive the rest of you. Now the new one is the Satanist, Elon Musk. gosh, really, people? The guy wants to put a chip in the back of your head, and he wants to track you globally, he said. He's a Satanist. Did you go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go online. Look at his uniform. What is it? It's a satanic costume with upside-down crosses and goat's heads on it. Okay? So this is what I want to end the show with. Why is it that the said good people, big question mark, let the wicked lead the narrative? You guys all remember Yuval Harari, this sick-minded madman, this minion of Satan himself? The stuff this guy says, if it doesn't put a backbone in you, okay. He carries the persona and the spirit of what we've seen in the 30s, what we watch on videos. This is that guy. He reminds me of Joseph Goebbels to a T, and I want you to listen to this. And again, I'm proposing the question to you, friends. Why are you allowing these people to set the narrative? This guy is telling you exactly what he means to do, what the said elites intend to do, and he's not holding anything back. And again, the question is, why are you allowing them to do it? Listen to this.
Well, elite that pushes things in its own interests, even
pushes things in its own interests.
The vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again.
It's happened so many times in history, and it's totally going to happen again. They're forecasting.
One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse...
It's probably going to work for the elites if bad comes to worse. Listen to what he says next.
When the flood comes...
When the flood comes... Did you hear that, folks?
The scientists will build a Noah's Ark.
The scientists will build Noah's Ark.
For the elite.
For the elite. Listen carefully. This devil is forecasting, and he is a devil, don't get me wrong. This devil that you're looking and beholding right now is married to a man. He is completely anti-God every step of the way. And this guy, I'll tell you what, he's got a big hammer right over the top of his head where he is self-inflicting. But listen to what he says.
Leaving the rest to drown.
Leaving the rest to drown except the elites. He said it.
The rest of the people and then the rest of the ecosystem.
Why are you allowing them?
They're likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on.
Are you afraid of that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Lord hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. But I want you to look at it, because this is what you're allowing to set the narrative. You know who the bad guys are, America. You don't need for anybody to tell you who they are. Quit acting like the guys that are in front of you right now are the good guys. No, they're behind the bad guys, trying to deceive you into believing that they're worthy of your trust. No, they are not. Read John 8:44. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in, a day in 23. See ya. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.